sort of experience with this extended road trip like you guys are about to go on in your football playing career?
No, I haven't. It's a first for me. Obviously, you can't think too much about it. Just go out there and approach it like a normal week, weekend, Sunday against the Cardinals, and, just try to, stay mentally, prepared and don't think too much about it.
How much as a vet do you stress? Hey, this is a work trip. We're out here to take care of business to maybe some of the young guys that you're going to be out there a week with.
Yeah, I think Mularkey's done a great job at, putting things in order as far as, making sure our minds are right and knowing, what the objective at hand is, going down to Arizona. So I think we got a good group of guys, and obviously we got some young guys, but I think they're a mature group that, knows what it takes to, get ready to play, in the NFL.
Run game, 198 last week. How good was that, and how much does that need to be, the kind of formula moving forward?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to get it going early and throughout the course of the game. And I think, that's kind of, what we expected, coming off last year. And, it's hard to run the ball, but I think, we made some strides last week, and hopefully we'll continue to do those, throughout the course of the season.
Looked like you had a good burst, too. I mean, you feeling good with four to go?
Yeah, feeling good, feeling all right.
Is this the time of year to kind of get the run game going, though? It's coming at a good time with playoffs upcoming and colder weather and that sort of thing?
Yeah, like I said, no matter what situation or, where you're at in the season, I think it's always important to get the run game going. And we're fortunate to get it going last week, so we got to continue to make strides, and move forward. And obviously, going against a good Cardinals team and very versatile group, very athletic group, and a group that's kind of been playing together for a while, a little banged up, but a lot of guys who can make plays.
What would you want? Tight end to that run game mix. It can't hurt down the stretch here.
No, not at all. Obviously he's a veteran player. He knows how to, get the job done. So bringing him in here, with our group of tight ends, I think that's going to benefit us in the long run.
I think he has rushed for almost 300 yards over the last five quarters. Does it feel different at this point? Does it feel fixed?
You can say that. I think you just got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time. But for us, we're stressing, obviously, how important the run game is just to get this offense going, just get Marcus settled, get the receiver some one-on-one matchups and whatnot. So I think our running game is definitely heading in the right direction.
DeMarco, you hear all the time people talk about how running back will get better as the game goes along with more carries. Pick up what Corey said, the way you guys have run the last couple of weeks, can that carry over week to week?
I think it can. I think you get in the groove as an offense, you get in the groove as an individual player, too, the more you're out there and the more you touch the ball. So I think for us, I think our coaches, they're giving it to us, and we're taking advantage of the opportunity, whether it's myself or Derek and offensive line. Those guys will continue to, block, and I know, firsthand that those guys would rather, run block than pass block any day. So we just got to make sure, when the run plays are called, that, we're putting forth our best foot.
With the touches and the production for both you and Derek on Sunday, was that an example of what this two-headed monster can be?
Yeah. I think, we both kind of said after the game, this is the best we felt after a game. This is 7 years for me. This is second year. But having, a guy that obviously can go in there and do his deal, and I don't have to stress and worry about it. So it's important not only, for each other to stay healthy, but I think for the success of this team.
What do you mean best you felt after a game, just as far as?
Yeah, just not nicked up, not banged up. It wasn't, we didn't take it as a big physical, game, and we didn't, feel beat up.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones leads the NFL with 13 sacks. I've always heard the best way to attack those guys is to run right at them.
I mean, he's a hell of a player. Obviously, a guy who has some Super Bowl experience playing on a lot of great teams. And he's a veteran guy who's very smart. So I'm sure we'll get his best foot. And, I think our tackles are prepared. And, they'll be able to handle him, hopefully. And We got to slow them down somehow. So hopefully the run game allows us to do that.
This website had Derrick Henry clocked at 21.64 miles an hour on Sunday. Robiski said he could go 21.65 back in the day. You believe that?
I've seen the film and some pictures of Robiski. I don't think he can do that.
Where do you think he'd go?
he's calling the plays, so I'll give him a 20.
You guys are in a good spot. I mean, you win two of your last three. You know you're playing for the AFC South here. I mean, it's kind of in sight now. You're not talking about outlandish goals at this point that are miles away.
Right. Obviously, you don't want to look too far ahead, and you know, Cardinals are really, really good, important piece to, you know, where we're trying to go, and we got to focus on this game. But obviously, you know what's in hindsight. We know what's ahead of us, and we know you know, we're in a situation last year where we didn't take full advantage over it because we're maybe looking, you know, past, you know, the games, you know, and we can't do that. We understand that. We know that. So I think we got to take care of this one, and we got a very tough opponent in the Cardinals. So obviously, but we know where we sit and where we lie. So it's important to, you know, get one at a time.